Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
We now have to do the thing where we ask on October 28th. Is it really time to talk about whether or not the Bears are a playoff
team?
In the hunt. Chicago.
Yes. The question is, are they in the hunt? But even, I'm also asking, is it really time to even bring this up yet?
Playoffs!
So essentially we're asking, are the Bears good?
I'm so scared.
The Bears are not good.
Let's be very clear about it.
No, they're not good. They are a mediocre, middling football team trying to find their way.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
How do you feel about better? How do you feel about best?
Than last year?
They're better
than last year, but they're certainly not their best.
Playing a dangerous game, Mr. Harris.
No, I'm not.
So what you're saying is they still need to never let it rest.
Never let it rest!
Looking at the standings right now.
Okay, exactly.
And
the hunt.
The hunt. Yes. And I think the Bears might be better than Minnesota. Does Minnesota suck? Are they better than or as good as Dallas?
Are they better than Washington?
They're better than the Giants.
Oh, no.
The
hunt is getting more possible with every read of the team.
Let's do the AFC now. I think the Bears can win the Super Bowl.
Stop it. Get some help.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The way I picture Michael Jordan when he says that, kind of facing sideways to the camera, looking to the camera, but his body's facing the other way. Stop it. Get some help. I don't even know what that was originally for.
I can't remember, but I remember the commercial, but I don't, obviously, because I can't remember what it was for. Let me find that out.
Yeah, that's an internet question for sure. We have many of them today. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score, and we begin with the Bears making a roster move. You remember this man from such hits as Javon Wims and the fight in Week 8 of the 2020 season, where grown men hit each other in helmets. Or perhaps later, when the Bears looked to not have problems with this man, Anthony Miller ejected for the same reason 10 weeks later in the wild card. Welcome to the Bears, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
It's Chauncey now, not CJ, right?
It's not CJ.
I'm just making sure.
Back then, he was CJ Gardner-Johnson. He was CJ GJ. Now, he's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Back then, the Bears didn't want him. Now he's hot and they're all on him.
Mm. He picked a bad time to be at Chauncey, though.
Yeah, I did think about Chauncey every single time going into, I was like, oh.
Chauncey, you're not into poker, are you?
Sure, your last name isn't Billups. You didn't play in the NBA Finals with the Pistons, maybe.
When I'm in the secondary, I got x-ray vision.
Oh, no, don't say that.
Oh, no, that's... That's terrible. It is funny, though, because I, of all the people who you recall and you may remember affecting the Bears, and that was one of those moments in 2020 where you're we all knew it. We talked about it. I think, Ray, you remember it was this midday show. At the time, I was on it 5 days a week, and there were multiple conversations leading up to, don't let him get in your head. We've been told to watch out for him. I think even George McCaskey talked about it. I'll tell you what nobody's talking about. And then boom! And once again, in the Saints playoff game, CJGJ got under the skin of the Bears. Quite funny when you look back at it. But the case now, of course, is not any of those things. The bottom line is the Bears need help on the secondary. The three best players in the Bears secondary are all down. Two of them for an extended period of time in Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson. We don't know the availability yet of Tyreek Stevenson. They needed somebody else. And I'm sorry that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is now on his third NFL team this season, and that's who you have to go to. But at least there's a familiarity there, because as what I mentioned, his time with the Saints and Dennis Allen, there's an overlap there alongside with when Ben Johnson in Detroit, CJGJ, Chauncey had a stint there as well.
Don't forget, Dennis Allen, of course, 15 years in a variety of roles with the Saints. His one of the first things he did when he became the head coach of the Saints is trade then C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the Philadelphia Eagles for a couple of late-round selections. So, like, he actually got rid of C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and now Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is going to give him maybe some hope this weekend. Oh, because those guys, you may have heard of them, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, that's what they're going up against without the guys you just mentioned in Tyreek Stevenson. And maybe Tyreek will be back, but Kyler Gordon certainly won't, and neither will Jalen Johnson. It's getting real messy out here.
You've been elevated to, hey, that's an interesting name to pick up, you know, in the transactions outside of free agency. That's an interesting one. And remember, he Nashawn Wright went from press conference intrigue, notable name on the, here's a lot of other people the Bears have signed, to, oh, Nashawn Wright's going to get more play in the preseason because of Jalen Johnson's injury, to, oh, Nashawn Wright's going to really have to step up because right now he's opposite Tyreek Stevenson because Jalen Johnson's out. To, oh, now that Kyler Gordon's out, Nashawn Wright's really going to be that much more important. To, oh, now that Tyreek Stevenson's out, Nashawn Wright defaults into CB1.
CB1. That's a journey right there.
That's a rise.
But, you know, it's funny. There was a time during training camp when people said he was out playing in practice Tyreek Stevenson.
He had a very good preseason.
Yeah, but training camp's over. We're in the thick of things now.
I think it is a good example of how even when you think you have depth, life comes at you fast.
No such thing.
630 asks, is he wearing a fake mustache and thick glasses while denying his identity? Here's the thing. I think Chauncey is one of those guys, Gardner-Johnson, that he annoys the ever-loving tar out of your team, but then once he's on your team, you're like, hey, can you do me a favor? Can you get us some more penalties? get somebody mad enough to punch me in the helmet. Get a personal foul. Try to draw one if you can't.
So let's go back to this story because it's interesting. October 27th, 2023. Okay, got it? Following?
Is it good that we have to keep going backwards to go
forward? Well, I'm just trying to get people to how we got here. According to C.J. Gardner-Johnson at the time, he formally filed to change his name to C.D. Deuce. He's gone by that moniker for some time, refers to himself in the third person as C.D. Deuce. I'm concerned a little bit about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Just like, what are you getting here with this guy, the makeup of the player? Three teams, 5 weeks. You know? Four teams, less than a year. It's a bit of a concern. But at the same time, if you're a 27-year-old able-bodied NFL player, I'm going to turn you loose. Who has familiarity with what Dennis Allen likes to do? I'm going to turn you loose.
No, I completely agree. I think that you had to get somebody. And unfortunately, even the fact that he's on this team lets me, one of the first things I thought was, oh, how bad is this hopefully 4-week IR stint for Kyler Gordon? Because that's where we usually see Chauncey Gardner-Johnson work is the slot. That's the expectation. So he becomes a replacement. I know Ben Johnson said he was hopeful on Sunday, but this would indicate that they needed A, another body, which we already knew, but B, perhaps one who I think his best time was with the Saints, his most effective time, and maybe that early portion with the Eagles.
Certainly,
but it's not a good sign when it comes to your injuries. Like Tyreek Stevens, and I'm very pointed to hear what his availability is. Hopefully we get an update on that today.
Well, I think the thing with Johnson is to know he had two different stints with the Eagles. That means Howie Roseman got him. They didn't bring him back, and then they decided to bring him back later. So there's football value there because I believe the Eagles know what they're doing from a front office standpoint. I think we can all agree on that. And you just wonder the personality of Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Here's a quote.
If you can't be athletically elite, then just try to make people get mad at you and commit penalties.
He gave this quote to the Detroit Free Press back in 2023, talking about his nickname, CD Deuce. It's a different person. I got an alter ego. I got like two different people living in me, football and life. Life, I'm just chilling. Football, that's a whole different person. People call me CD on the football field or Deucey. In life, they call me CJ or Chauncey. Also, I didn't know this. Gardner Johnson also raps on the side under the name SOG CD. He released an album called Rapplete back on July 24th. Of July or back in 2023. So if we can get on finding a sample of that.
And I'm sorry, it really sticks. SOGCD is
CD. So CEEDY, CD. And that's his nickname, CD Deuce. And he released an album called Rapplete.
There's too many names here. I understand if you want to clarify your name a la Giancarlo Stanton. But to do all this, You get two versions of your name, and you can't be having like four nicknames and then a rap name. Like, we need some consistency here. It's like having seven different handles that don't make any sense on all your social medias. Like, can you keep track? It's like passwords, man. You can't have more nicknames than passwords.
Layla, as long as he's consistent on the field, he can call himself whatever he wants. I think that's how Bears fans feel right now.
They have to. Here's the quote. Patrick Finley pulled it up from what George McCaskey said when Anthony Miller committed the same sin that Javon Wims did in 2020. They sat him down and they told him, listen, watch out for this player. He's a punk. He's going to try to get under your skin. Anthony had the benefit of having seen Javon's experience. Miller never played another snap for the Bears. Life comes at you fast.
It's that punchline, no pun intended.
I do want to hear what Dennis Allen has to say about getting him and how he wants to use him on this team. And frankly, I would like to hear Dennis Allen expected to speak tomorrow, what he thinks of not just that, but what he thinks of him now and what he liked about him in the beginning with New Orleans.
Oh, not what he thinks of his album? I got you, Layla. You're not interested in the album. It's okay, though. It's okay.
I mean, is it Dame Lillard kind of sets the tone for me with athletes having albums?
That's fair.
Not even Shaq. Shaq Diesel. Shaq Fu.
I feel like Shaq's hits are more just, they have endured the test of time.
That's because we didn't have many entertainment options at the time. We believed that he was the king of the universe.
Do you want me to pass? No.
He's the king of the universe.
Do you want me to slam? Yeah. I mean, come on.
These are the lyrics of our time.
Shaq was, he knew what he was doing.
The issue here, too, is not just that we're having fun with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's past. This segment on Raheem Harrison Grody brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We can laugh about the effects he had on a Bears team that did make it to the, quote, playoffs, end quote. But here's the bigger issue. You are facing two of the best receivers, if not one of the best receiver pairings that's currently all healthy in the league. In the league. And while we don't know the full status yet of Joe Flacco, I know that T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase come to play. Ja'Marr Chase, at last check, was second in the league in receiving yards.
It's not even that second
somebody,
in the
you needed somebody to help
It's not
you.
Even that he's second in the league in receiving yards. It's the understanding that over the last two games, that man has had 42 targets and 28 catches. 42 targets, 21 a game. I would really like
20. What does it go up to now?
That means they've thrown at this man 42 times over two games. You start thinking about how many completions Caleb Williams has had in some of the recent games, and you understand how big of a deal that is.
Chris Olave, respectively, had 83. He has 83. So he's second in the league in targets. Then it's Christian McCaffrey, and then it's Keenan Allen with 70. But no matter how you look at it, what we're looking at when it comes to the receiving core and that wide receiver room with Chase and Higgins, this is going to be a challenge for the Bears. It's the worst possible time to try to face two of the best receivers together in the NFL, like they're pairing even, and then have this problem in the secondary. The timing's not ideal.
You better hope Joe Flacco and his shoulder are not right. That's what you better hope for.
Unfortunately, the other part you better hope for is, hear me out now, that your pass rush helps fuel your secondary.
I'm not banking on that. Three pressures?
So?
Three pressures last time out?
All right, CJ. So I need you, Chauncey, I need you to resurrect the spirit of CJ, and I need you to make some people mad.
Oh, you don't want Chauncey, you want CJ.
Yeah.
Well, how about SOGCD? We found one of the tracks. We'll review it at 1:45.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, we've relegated it to 1:45 already?
Right. That's right.
I love this. See, no, I receive.
I know why his nickname is Deuce now, because he laid one in whatever song he did.
Well, what's your take being a Lions fan of having him on your team, though?
Oh, he was hurt the whole year, and then when he left, all he did was talk crap about Lions fans, and then I found out he did the same about Eagles fans, and I found out the same he did about Saints fans. So when he leaves here, he'll probably talk crap about Bears fans as well.
You know what I'm going to do?
He's a very unlikable human.
I'm going to respond by punching him in the helmet.
Don't do that.
And getting a 15-yard personal foul penalty.
And maybe a broken hand, too. Don't do that.
There's nothing funnier to me than when people punch people in the helmet.
It's not the smartest move.
It's a protective covering. Just make somebody mad, Chauncey. Make them mad. That's what I'm hoping for. Rattle a cage or two. In the meantime, it's kind of the opposite of a rattling of the cage. But there were some strong opinions, to say the very least, out of Bulls fans when it came to Zach LaVine. Whether or not he earned his max contract, what he means as far as his standing in Chicago sports, how he represents an era for the Bulls that I think people had a lot of hope for, but unfortunately it didn't pan out like we would have liked to have seen, and what his trade meant for the team moving forward. He is in town tonight, so we'll examine all of that next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on The Score.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Late in the clock, Levine a three. Oh, stop it! Stop it!
Levine with a huge three!
You know, I put that jersey on with a lot of pride. You know, I love Chicago, always will. Appreciate, you know, the fan and the support, you know, what I was able to do there, but also just understanding that, you know, if you go out there and try your best and it don't work sometimes, it's, you know, it's frustrating both on the organization and as a player, but, you know, I wore it with a heart on my sleeve, so, you know, I can't get mad at that.
Zach LaVine talking there. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was our friend Adam Amin and Stacey King with the highlight as well. And we have a little bit of breaking NFL news, so let's give it to you. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Let's start with the Joe Flacco news first. This is from Ian Rappaport. Joe Flacco dealing with an AC joint sprain in his throwing shoulder. His status is up in the air for Sunday against the Bears, sources say. And there's another one from Adam Schefter. The Lions and Aiden Hutchinson reached agreement on a four-year contract extension. We don't have the terms yet. I think it is apropos to bring up, though, when you consider Trey Hendrickson, who's also got a day-to-day status right now. His information, you know, and obviously his contract terms were something that was discussed. Is there more?
Yes. More? So with the Aiden Hutchinson deal, it's 4 years, $180 million, 141 guarantee.
Awesome. I haven't gotten that text yet over here because the Wi-Fi in our studio is being run by a hamster on a wheel. So I appreciate the heads up, Robbie Triano. Robbie and Ray are producers along with Brandon Fryer. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. You heard from Zach LaVine previously. And LaVine was, I think, not just the face of the Bulls for a time that we won't look back on in history necessarily and say, oh, this was crucial. But I still think that earning the max is an honor. I think being able to have a max player in the NBA still shows signs that your team did something right when talent was evaluated. He was part of the Bulls rebuild, as we know, unfortunately, a couple of times over. Traded to the Bulls from the Timberwolves as part of the Jimmy Butler deal. And now helping shape the team again after being traded to Sacramento, who's in town tonight at the United Center, because of the return involving Kevin Huerter, Zach Collins, and Trey Jones. And when you put it all together, you're trying to figure out in retrospect. Number one, I think Zach LaVine gets an ovation, of course, at the UC tonight, especially since he was a Bulls All-Star as well. It meant a lot to the team during certain times when the offense wasn't firing on all eight cylinders. He was the guy who was winning games for you. But then I'm also thinking, it's a time where you wanted to see more out of that team. When you wanted to see them not just make the play and make the playoffs, but be a formidable opponent against the Bucks, for example. The 2021 season, probably the best when it was the combination of him, DeMar DeRozan, and Vooch. But that's kind of how I look back, the 21-22 season. That's how I look back at Zach LaVine's time. Part of a transition, obviously part of the new regime as well with AK and Eversley. And then moving forward, how is that trade going to help this team and make us understand the Bulls' plan and what they think it's going to look like when it's fully realized?
I mean, 7.5 years is a long time to spend anywhere in any sport, let's be honest. And you mentioned it, Layla, a two-time All-Star, but also a slam dunk champion. So like when you win things like that, it puts you on the map nationally. Remember, he had a year where he was in the commercials. Like, this guy was in national commercials. So he represented and was the face of the Chicago Bulls in that manner. You can always go back to 21-22 and say, what if Lonzo Ball doesn't get hurt? A team that had the best record in the Eastern Conference until Lonzo Ball goes down. And you can wonder what could have been, right? And then it just didn't work out because they didn't have a pivot point once their starting point guard went down. They could no longer orchestrate and play through their big man Vooch in the same manner that they wanted to or professed to want to anyway. But I think he's on to another place now in Sacramento where they have a whole other set of challenges, if you will. But he's, you know, dropping 29 points a game, shooting over 50% from the field, shooting over 40% from three. And, you know, it's early. It's four games in, but he's got a nice little 50-40-90 season going.
And
that's rare.
We got a text from 630, except LaVine was never a max player. You actually have to earn the max via All-Star, via your numbers. It's not something that teams just choose to give you. That was part of the CBA. So technically, yes, he was a max player. And I think still the Bulls did the right thing by signing him to that contract. What's funny is we pointed out in our pre-show meeting, Marshall, the other team that wanted him was the Sacramento Kings.
A team that signed him to an offer sheet way back when the first time that was available to him, and of course the Bulls matched, and that led to the platform and the opportunity to earn the max contract. And, you know, looking at LaVine, it's just, I don't know whether to call it ill-fitting, ill-timed, but they just didn't have what it takes to get to the next level. And the next level for them was getting into a top six seed in the Eastern Conference after the 1 year.
Here's the thing about Zach LaVine for me. It's not just what I think about when I think of the 2019 Bulls, for example, or that epic dunk contest in 2016 against Aaron Gordon, which I think was one of the best that we have seen in probably the last, not just 10 years, I think probably in the last 15, you know, because that was kind of the return to like anti-prop dunks where it was just like people with their creativity and athleticism. It wasn't as much about theater then. And you had proven NBA in-game dunkers. I think about how even with what the Bulls got back, he was still defining the direction of your team. Would you and I have liked to have seen another first-round pick out of the deal instead of the Bulls just retaining the one they gave away because that was a three-team deal alongside the Spurs? Yes, I think that goes without saying. But that trade also told you exactly how the Bulls were going to go about their business moving forward. It bolsters the thesis that Arturis Karnišovas had about wanting 9 or 10 players who are very good and how you wanted them to work on a team. Is that different from, say, how Sam Presti and the Thunder have built their team? Yes. But have we seen it so far, even in the 3-0 start, where you understand what the Bulls want to do this season? Yes. Zach LaVine defined your team then, and the trade, even though I think it took a longer time than any of us thought it was going to take to happen, defines your team now with that deal.
The interesting thing about that, when you talk about the trade and what it meant for the Bulls and their vision of what it was going to take to contend once again, and you're talking about all these good players, and we heard, back at the trade deadline, the way AK talked about how the way to win in today's NBA because of things like the second apron is to just have 10 really good players. The difference is Oklahoma City Thunder, they've got the 10 guys, but also one of them is an MVP.
The way they went about it is different.
Yes.
The way Oklahoma City went about it was trading away Paul George.
They value draft picks as well.
Not just getting draft picks. They hoarded them. They were the squirrel who put thousands of pecans into the car. You know, like that's how they amass draft picks. And to me, that teaches you about what the quickest, most sustainable and surefire way is to build a team in the NBA. The Bulls are saying this is how we want to do it. They traded Zach LaVine in order to make that happen, or at least to help make the picture more clear. And that's when I think about what Zach LaVine was. The Bulls have had a history of not getting a lot of value back for some of their trades. I think about the Doug McDermott trade to Oklahoma City. Campaign, ring a bell?
I'm trying to remember. What year was that?
It was 2015 or 16.
Okay.
No, it was 17. I think it was 17. So it was somewhere around there. One of my first couple of years here. They all kind of run together back in my head. But I say all of that to say, at least in this case, they were able to get three players, control the pick, and help you understand what they want to do day in and day out.
With the Bulls specifically, you understand where they stand because of what they are not willing to do, in that they don't value the draft capital like other teams clearly do. And I that is going to come back and haunt them, in my belief. And while they're good now, and while getting rid of Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, and you would think eventually Nikola Vucevic, that's certainly the thing to do. It's the manner in which they've gone about it that I think separates them from other rebuilding teams. They want to be like Oklahoma City Thunder, mentioned by name, but they want to skip those two seasons where they only won 20-something games. And the Bulls never want to be in a situation where they're not in the play-in picture.
I mean, we've been to the land of the dark side. We've been to the land of the tank. We can tell you, you can come out on the other side.
You really can.
You can come out on the other side, not just as a perennial playoff hopeful, but a perennial playoff team.
You know who else is undefeated right now in the Eastern Conference?
Clap your hands.
Yes.
Everybody.
The Philadelphia 76ers. You know who they took with their first round pick after they tanked?
VJ.
VJ Edgecombe. And he has looked like a man.
Yes, he has. And I think 708 is good here, too, because Zach LaVine is a flashpoint for people. He is a symbol. He's someone you consider as a symbol of what you either hope for the Bulls to do, especially after that All-Star game where you saw them finally make a change when it came to the front office, but then again also like the direction of the team. And how that was also a change from the baby Bulls that we saw of that era before. 708 says, LaVine was a good restart for the franchise when trading Jimmy Butler, but not the superstar they had hoped for. Completely fair assessment. I think that that's a good way to look at it.
What about this one from 312? Zach was absolutely a max player. He just wasn't a bona fide team alpha. He's Robin in a Batman world.
I think that that's also a good point. And We heard from Nikola Vucevic, at least reporters did, when it came to how he thinks that Zach LaVine should be received. And I know you've got the quote in front of you. Casey Johnson reported it. He talked to reporters at practice yesterday. Vuce has spoken about a lot recently, whether it was gambling and his viewpoint on that, or in this case, I think he's become the elder statesman on the team. We make fun of him for being 35 in a way, but that's just the NBA. He says, I hope the Bulls fans give him the welcome he deserves. I think he gave a lot to the Bulls organization throughout the years. I know people criticized him at times, but I think it wasn't always fair. He's a great guy. He's always competed, played hard, always tried his best. I know he always cared and wanted to do what's right by the organization and win. I don't think he always had the pieces. And when he did, it didn't really work out for all of us. So I just hope they give him a really warm welcome. As far as me personally, it'll be great to see him. We built a great relationship off the court. That's something that I cherish more than whatever would have happened on the court. And I don't think that that's window dressing from Vooch, Marshall. I think that that is Vooch truly saying the truth. Because if you've seen them on the court together and you see their facial expressions and how they passed with each other and how they were working together in the two-man game, I believe him.
I'm so curious about the, I don't think he always had the pieces, and when he did, it didn't really work out for all of us. I think that that's interesting because mainly if you look at what the Bulls are doing right now compared to what they were doing when Zach LaVine was on the team, and his role kind of shifted even last year, at the beginning of last year, he was in a more deferential kind of spot with Josh Giddey on the team, but it never quite synced up even then.
We have more to come here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Let's examine the game tonight when we come back, because there's a lot to it that would make you understand why we call the Kings Bulls West. So we'll do that next.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Next.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third quarter, Young 4-3, rimmed out, rebound Trey Jones, over the midcourt line, ball game over, Bulls win, Bulls win, Bulls win, 3-0 for the first time since 2021.
I think that the guys have sacrificed. It's a really, really great group of guys. I think the chemistry on the team in terms of their relationships are really good on and off the court.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Mark Grody comes to you live from Hall's Hall at 125, by the way. And we preview who's in town tonight. Zach LaVine with the Sacramento Kings facing a 3-0 Chicago Bulls team who I think looks to easily continue that. They could make it 4-0 tonight. But here's the thing about the Sacramento Kings. They bring a lot of scores. I don't know if there's enough ball, but I feel like I've said that before involving a team that had Zach LaVine. This time, he really is playing with Russell Westbrook.
It's interesting to note that Russell Westbrook, first of all, yeah, they should win. There's no excuse for not winning tonight. I know it's Zach LaVine's homecoming of sorts, Chicago not being his original team, Minnesota, but it's still, he 7.5 years more than he's spent anywhere else. But they did play the front end of a back-to-back last night in Oklahoma City. And did quite well in holding the Thunder maybe to the closest game outside of opening night and the fact that they only lost by 7.
Moral victory.
Well, they were leading for a lot of that game. Russell Westbrook got his first start last night. And then, of course, you have Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, guys like Dennis Schroeder they just picked up, and, of course, Domantas Sabonis. Now, the reason I bring up Sabonis specifically, I want you to focus in on him. This is a guy who in the Western Conference hasn't gotten the all-star love that maybe he deserves as a guy who has been the leading rebounder in the NBA for quite some time.
Agreed.
But to understand the Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan effect as Bulls West, all you have to do is look at Sabonis and what he's become early this season. It's a lot easier to play without those guys in terms of if you want the ball in your actual hands.
You don't say.
So Sabonis, last
I feel like
year,
I've heard this before.
He averaged 19 points, 13.9 rebounds, that led the NBA, and 6 assists per game. 6 assists out of the center. His offensive rating was 128. They were high-flying. They were doing all kinds of things. This year, this guy has averaged 10.7 points per game and only 2.3 assists per game. And so if you're Sabonis, you're wondering, why are you not doing as well? Well, it's because Zach LaVine and his 29 points per game and DeMar DeRozan and also Russell Westbrook, Dennis Schroeder, Malik Monk off the bench, there's a lot more mouths to feed. Meanwhile, you see an increase in efficiency and offensive rating in all the metrics with Nikola Vucevic, without those guys on the team. That's the cautionary tale, and that's why Billy Donovan's offense, if it seems like it's more free-flowing with these guys, it's because it simply is.
Well, and how many different ways were we seeing that last year when Zach LaVine was injured?
Well, he was hurting.
With out for injury, whenever he was, I think, and then ultimately we know it was a long-term business decision that was made as he was up against a trade. So when that happened, we said, oh, look at how Coby White has performed in his stead. Oh, look at how Patrick Williams has performed in his stead. We understood that to be the case. Those two combined, I always wondered what the Kings thought that they were going to do with Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan based on what they saw from the Bulls and how they thought that was going to turn out differently for them, trading away a really good scorer in De'Aaron Fox.
I would guess it was because they thought Sabonis could be the guy that propelled them further. Sabonis, unlike Vooch, is younger. He's only 29 years old. He hasn't even hit 30 yet. Sabonis is a more effective rebounder, or has been at least, than Vooch. But at the same time, Sabonis has, you know, he needs the ball in his hands to make things happen for his other guys. And with DeMar and Zach LaVine, it's like we've seen it. We know what your turn, my turn looks like. The Sacramento Kings are finding that out right now.
You know what I don't think it looks like? I don't think it looks like as many points as the Bulls put up against the Hawks. I don't think it looks like 128 points like they did on Monday night.
No, I think the offense is much better, but also it begins and ends with the defense, really. The defense has been outstanding from the Bulls so far this season. Now, whether that holds up or not is one thing, but I think just the idea of running 10 bodies at you every night and everybody knows that they're going to get their chance to score and do all the things is one of the reasons why they have been so energized as far as defensively speaking.
We've got a lot of texts. 312-644-6767 is our number. You can text us and call us. You can also reach out on Twitch. You can watch us there, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, Max Curtis are our video team. You can join that chat as well. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, our producers, along with Brandon Fryer. And we've gotten a lot of text about Zach LaVine and how people feel. 847, Layla, you seem to have revisionist history about Zach LaVine and his time here. I remember a player who made it clear he didn't want to be here when he was traded here. I don't.
I missed that.
I remember a player who knew that he was sent to a team where he needed to perform and he was still dealing with injuries, too. Let's not forget how his knee was repaired twice via surgery. I remember a player who didn't want to play within the scheme that the Bulls had. What scheme did the Bulls have?
I'm not sure what the
if it wasn't for him at times where he had to get the ball in his hands, the Bulls weren't going to be able to win games. Then 773 says, I missed your LaVine segment, but I still want to chime in. I'm almost 40 and LaVine, the most hated Bull since Curry and Chandler, got too much hate. I think that was a good example of it. 708 says, well, on the topic of trades, I think the Bulls get credit for the Caruso trade.
I'm not ready to do all that because you could have gotten a pick. They got a billion picks over there.
Given how much Oklahoma City wanted Caruso, I think that, well, and desired. I think that perhaps, I'm assuming it was discussed, but that one still hurts. But it's time. You know, it's enough time to where you can look back at some of these trades, especially when people are actually playing right now in the league, and you can say, how did this bear fruit?
I think from the Bulls' perspective, the Zach LaVine thing doesn't work out necessarily, but as far as his exit, it probably couldn't have gone any better than it's gone, considering how late they waited to trade him.
We broadcast live here from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to remind you that it is Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. Coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody, we shift gears, get back to a lot of football news today. It's not all just signing C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You heard the news earlier about Joe Flacco. What about Trey Hendrickson? What about the rest of the Bengals trying to get ready for the Bears? And, oh, speaking of, one of the oldest former Bears names is back in the news as well. We'll talk about it all with Mike Florio next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.